Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday was...
Well, may I interrupt you for just a moment?
Of course.
All right. I want to take an opportunity to thank Bob and Chris for taking over for us during the last period of time and doing such a great job.
Me too. Deep gusho.
Deep gusho. Yes, much appreciated. All right, what happened yesterday?
List some wise things you've heard. How do you apply this wisdom in your life? Record and listen.
All right.
And here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my. It's Karen.
Well, hello, Karen.
Yeah, boy, okay, I can ask my question. Let's see. That's what the recording says to me. Wow, I loved looking at this. And, you know, I have to go back to yesterday's to talk about today, but just, you know, that wisdom is, wisdom is what the heart resonates with. It just knows what's true. And, you know, I think of the three pure precepts. You know, like there's no prohibitions because the heart doesn't need those. The heart doesn't need, you know, it's the heart doesn't need any of that, like the 10 grave prohibitive precepts.
Those are for ego, aren't they?
Those are for ego.
And
so then when I was looking at some wise things I've heard, yesterday I just really got in touch with the peace quote that was sent out, I think, on Friday, and it's a poem called Unconditional. And I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but it's...
I did see it.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
But say more.
Well, it just so spoke to me where I am. And so much wisdom in that poem. And... like enough that I'd like to practice with that poem for a while. You know, and it starts out, willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. And, you know, and it's just each line is like that, but it's just, that is just so my experience.
Well, and that's it. Perfectly, isn't it? It is your experience.
Yeah.
And as you say, the wisdom resonates, right? It touches a place in us and we go, yes, I know that that is true. That is true for me.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
otherwise it's when there can be wisdom, but if we're not ready for that wisdom, it doesn't seem wise to us.
Yes. 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 And
it can seem wrong, in fact, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to be alone.
Well, it just doesn't land. It just doesn't land anywhere. It just, it's like it would just be brushed away. Mm-hmm. You know, it just would be, you know, just like,
no, that's not
discarded. Discarded. It would be like looking at a street sign and then looking the other way. And, you know, and I mean, thank you, practice, because every single day there's so much wisdom that comes into my email that is through this class, that's in the daily recollection when I meditate, that's, you know, it's just everywhere. It swims around me, you know, and it's there for my tapping into. That's what it feels like.
Yes. And it's possible, of course, for us to take that one step further, and that is that the realization that everything is wisdom.
Yeah.
And if we approach it that way and we look for the wisdom in everything, then... we're even more immersed in wisdom. It's our orientation. Wisdom becomes our orientation.
Well, it would be kind of like living in those three pure precepts. It's like I've seen how the magic is in everything. You know, there's magic in literally everything.
Everything, because everything is magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, it was just very, very fun to look at. And I'm going to print out, well, I print out so many things, but I'm going to print out that poem and put it on my refrigerator and read it, because it just takes me to a place that I want to remember. Like all these things do. You know, this class does. Everything does. You know, but it's just...
And we want to record it and get it in the shuffle section.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so that
absolutely.
Just periodically in the future you're going along and there it is again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, my goal is to have on my recorder just a whole recorder full of all of this, you know, just the things that are like a soothing balm to the heart.
Yes, because that's where you want to live.
Yeah.
Because that's what's true.
Yeah.
That's what's real.
And,
I hear you.
There's no time like the present, so maybe I'll do that. I'll get yet another recorder and begin. I can think of so many things that I want on it. You know, it wouldn't be hard to fill, but... Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ashwini.
Bye, Karen. You know, what drops in for me around that, Sherry, is this flip that happens in spiritual practice when at some point the self or the identity or the illusion starts to get worn away enough. And what we live from is that context of the intelligence that animating all, including us. Mm-hmm. And so that wisdom context allows us to go forth, it seems, to see the wisdom in everything. And when something gets discarded or disregarded, it becomes the opportunity to bring that back into the context. So instead of I'm trying to get over self-hate and all of these places, and trying to find the unconditional, it becomes the unconditional is the context from which I find the things that are not accepted and bring it into the unconditional. And that's a really important switch.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. And what I saw in that is that rather than kind of taking a hiding out orientation to life where, I wish I didn't have self-hate and I don't want to experience that and how do I get over it? And it's a stepping into, it's a going forward. Because as you say, there's that realization that the unconditional is this, is me. Mm-hmm. And so now I want to get as involved in life as I can so that anything that doesn't experience the unconditional love and acceptance that life is gets to be brought into that and have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful.
And it's very powerful, and it's so important to stick with practice because it happens to us. It's not something we make happen.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jen in Rhinebeck.
Hey, Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hello. Well, I wanted to first say thank you to everybody who made Saturday's live stream from Africa happen. That was so cool.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
It was very cool on our side. I can tell you that.
I bet.
I don't know if it showed, but we were having a very, very good time, all of us over there.
Yes, it showed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but it was very, very like it, you know, brought the whole thing alive. I mean, the photos and the blog always bring it alive, but that was like next level. So thank you.
Uh huh. Oh, our pleasure.
Yeah. 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 So this is, I have loved this conversation about wisdom, you know, last few days and just now. And this, what I was seeing about today's assignment in particular was I can remember hearing a, you know, particular teaching that I thought that I sort of, you know, changed everything for me. And it was, you know, I love what was just said about how it's kind of always there, because it's not like I hadn't heard the teaching before, but at some point, you know, I heard a teacher say, like, you don't have to believe everything you think. Mm-hmm. And it just stunned me. Like, it just, I hadn't, I don't know. And so it was a real turning point for me in starting to understand how conditioning operated. It was before, you know, before I found this practice. And it just, for me, like, that's kind of been one of the hallmarks of when I know I'm getting, like, a little gem is dropping in, is that I'm kind of stunned. Like,
yes,
ego goes speechless.
Yes. Yes. Well, you're so present, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. You're so completely there. There is no room for ego. In that openness, then the clarity is yours. And it's one of those places where we couldn't actually say how it happens. I mean, we could, but we'd just be making it up, right? Because it, as you say, it's not in what was said, because you'd heard that kind of thing before.
Yeah.
But there was something about that moment. And, of course, my projection is it's that in that space where that happened, you were completely present. There was no ego there to have a spin on anything. And so the clarity was all there was. And we're left in that place of oneness with the intelligence that animates. And it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It changes
not
everything.
Not forever.
Yeah.
Not forever, right? It's not like we don't re-identify.
Not. Mm-hmm.
But there's, you've seen something that you ego can't take away from you. It can't convince you that you didn't see that. And that's the transformation.
Yes, and I'm seeing too that it's even more important than the idea, the concept that I don't have to believe anything I think, was the process of experiencing the wisdom that was so valuable. Like the content of the wisdom, so to speak, could really be anything, because it's all the same, right?
Anything.
Yeah.
Because to be that present, you could be reading a cereal box. There would be that clarity, because the clarity is in the seeing, which is what you're saying. The clarity is in the seeing, not in what you're seeing.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is terribly Zen.
Written.
Right?
It's so meta.
It is completely Zen, because that's what Zen practice is always training us for, is for that moment. Right? And everything we do and everything we talk about is simply training us for that moment.
Yes, yeah. and the way, I guess, I can, that I sense that it's not about, you know, the content, is that it happens around all different kinds of content.
Yes.
You know, that stunnedness, you know, that coming into presence. Like, I can sort of, it happens more frequently with things like nature, and, you know, I've talked about, like, I have this quote practice. I love reading quotes, and that can bring me there. But it's like, it also happens, like, in random places that you just wouldn't think, places that aren't quote unquote beautiful, or situations that aren't, you know, great.
Yes. Yes. Well, you're training yourself to be present, and you're training yourself to see. So that process, again, is mysterious, because why?
Yes.
Why did you decide to do that? How did you know that how did you know that collecting quotes and reading quotes would be a part of a path toward expanded seeing? Well, that's a mystery, right? And yet, I would project, the first time you experienced that with a quote, it's something in you clicked, and you knew that's the experience you wanted to have. That's what you were doing when you had that experience, My teacher used to call that the artichoke school of enlightenment, right? So you awaken while eating an artichoke, and then you know you want everybody to eat artichokes because then they'll awaken. And of course, that doesn't work that way. But you knew that you were pursuing an experience, and that was one place you found it. You realized that you also upped your chances when you were in nature. You upped your chances, right? And we start bringing more of those things into our lives because we sense that connection.
Yeah, and it's so, it is so cool how it's like this, you know, if we let ourselves follow that, we do, it, it's not a cognitive process. Like, you know, I was an art history major in college. I was convinced I was going to work in a museum. I love museums. And I took a horticulture class, and it was the first time I, like, understood that plants even had names. And I was just so flabbergasted, and I thought I was struggling being inside a building and even among all these inspirational things. And it's like, no, I'm going to go this route now. I'm going to follow my follow this, you know. And I think it's been like a process of that my whole life. It's just like, this thing feels right. Like this with, I don't know, like,
Well,
and so I'm just going to go in that direction.
This is the experience I want. And that, that could sound very egocentric, but it's not. It's not.
Right.
It's the heart resonating with. And increasingly, we want to go with that resonance.
Exactly, which is now why I've had like 10 careers at this point.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and on to the next one. You know,
that's right. Because they're all completely irrelevant. Right?
Exactly.
Yep.
That's right.
All right.
Very cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jen.
You was there more, Sherry?
No. No. No, I
okay.
not really. I mean, I could, you know, I could do this for the rest of the day, but no, not actually. Thank you, Jen.
All right. Thank you. Go happy.
You too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
What was dropping in for me around that, Sherry, is that it's the process of the joy of intelligence knowing itself.
Yes.
And knowing itself uniquely. Right? Because
yes.
that authenticity that takes its form in every one of us has a way of experiencing itself uniquely. And so when the, the barriers drop, those are the places where there's delight in the encounter between what is and what is able to see itself through reflection. So that a quote would break down the barrier and have the intelligence that animates view itself in this form because there's a level of appreciation for that dynamic or with flowers or whatever else it is, whatever the complement of reflection is that brings us to a sense of ourselves truly is the process.
And that's why what we do is irrelevant. Right. So, so as Jen was indicating, you know, I love museums, so I want to work in a museum, and that takes me to a certain place. And if I stay open, then life is going to guide me to the next place. So there I am in the horticulture class, and suddenly, and as we go along, we realize we're just constantly being guided and directed to the next point of resonance.
Because unlike the egocentricity, which limits us to be only one thing, life is, we're so many things. We're all of it. All of it in a unique expression. And so the process of training to see ourselves in some senses or see the intelligence that animates is what we're doing.
Yes.
That's so fun. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Well, hello, Emily. I have an email for you, but I've been in Africa. And so it's going to happen pretty darn soon, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Anytime. Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, I very much enjoyed my vicarious trip to Africa. That was so much fun.
Oh, good. Well, maybe one of these days you'll join us.
And I feel so lucky and grateful to have had so many wise teachers along the way, and I feel like they've all kind of pointed me in this same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at a couple pieces of wisdom, and the one that's really affecting me right now is, the only problem is the voices in your head.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I feel like that's been really coming alive for me right now,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that I'm really able, I've had some moments where I just kind of, I really experienced that, and I felt completely free, like really just been able to see that, like,
mm-hmm.
that's the problem, and then just knowing that
mm-hmm.
makes me happy, just to know that.
Yes,
and
yes. Because
be,
you're disidentified from it, right? Realizing that, you're stepped back from it. It doesn't have the same ability to get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other thing is that about life providing for us what we need
mm-hmm.
to know or do or however that goes, and that's, I've gotten a lot more trust in, I just need to put myself in communication with life, and that's
mm-hmm.
where I need to be. And so I can do that a lot more. I know just what you were talking about before, how I know these, to go to that kind of situation instead of
yes.
thinking about it, but putting myself
yes.
there where I'll,
yes.
where I'll be in that place.
Yes, yes.
That's been
so
exciting.
Before you knew that,
mm-hmm.
and this is true with all of us, okay, but we're talking about you now. Before you knew that, you were trying to solve the problems in your life in the place where the problems were being created.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is just awful. I mean, it is how suffering happens. And then
yeah.
you realized that that's what was going on. Oh, my God, that is a problem-generating machine. And whenever I give attention to it, I'm stuck in a bunch of problems. The problems change, but there are always problems. And you
mm-hmm.
realized in disidentifying from that, that when you weren't looking, giving attention to that problem machine, you were happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There.
That's,
right?
That's it.
That's the
yeah.
one. So then we start practicing with that. Turn my attention there. Big problems, don't feel good, miserable. Turn my attention away from there, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is shining, it's beautiful, I have no problems, I'm happy. Yeah? Now you have the key. That's the whole deal right there. Now you know what the answer is, and it's a matter of practicing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's very helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, when we say it in a few sentences like that, it sounds like, okay, you know, you can brush those hands off and get on with being happy all the time. And that's not how it works, because what Ashwini was saying a bit ago with that bringing everything that suffers into the unconditional, now we know
mm-hmm.
that's what this path is about. So I go along, I get unhappy about something, I'm identified with those voices, it's self-hate or it's whatever other hate or whatever is going on, and
mm-hmm.
I go through the steps and realize what's happening. I know that I know what to do. I turn my attention. I bring that process into the unconditional. I'm happy again, over and over
mm-hmm.
and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, Emily, take some of the pressure off of this career business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're able to see is it doesn't really matter what you're doing.
It matters how you're doing it, how you are with you and with everything else as you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. And whatever you're doing is going to be a gift because you're in the process of cleaning up that karma.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so exciting to be in, to have such moments of clarity, even if they do go away.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you so much.
More soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Emily. And, Jerry, we have time for one other caller, so here we go.
Oh, okay.
Next
great.
Caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Barbara from Chicago.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, what dropped in were all these, I don't know how you call them, like slogans or statements, these really simple statements, mostly from our practice, that are really succinct and powerful in like little doors to absolutely everything.
Yes. Wisdom is very simple, isn't it?
Yeah, very simple, very succinct, very clear.
And it just takes us right to the experience.
I think there was so much wisdom in these calls today and in these conversations, and it reminds me of reminds me of where I want to live, where I want to be, and it feels like a guidance to go to get home, to be here.
Yes, precisely. And this is the point at which I always have to say something like this. We can see why ego is so resistant, why it is kicking up such a fuss, and screaming so loud about, no, don't do that. You don't need to practice. No, meditate later. You don't need to. What you need to do is get distracted, get involved in something, think about something. You have these problems. You need to solve these. You need to figure that out because it knows when we're not doing that, we're going to be here. We're going to be happy. And increasingly, we're going to want to choose to be here and happy.
Yeah. One of the things I heard recently, which made me laugh, is and I actually recognized it because I heard someone else say it. But it's like, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to practice? Like it's so hard. Like other option is even an option that I want. You know, it's just it was ridiculous. But
yes, and it's so perfect, isn't it? When ego. Really, its timing is so bad or so good for us, right? It just says, it says the kind of thing that always worked.
Yeah,
but
right.
It doesn't work because we're there and paying attention and we see it for what it is and we just laugh.
I mean, it kind of gets me and then I can see it and then I can, and it really, I don't know, some lately when I can hear it in other people, or see them say the same things, I can see how, really, why would you choose that, you know? But I don't always see it myself so easily.
Well, it argues for Sangha, right, where we're around one another and we're acknowledging what that stuff is and what we hear. And so the big part of that, of course, is it can't make us believe we're the only one because we hear the same nonsense coming out of all these other mouths. So we know we're not alone in this.
Yeah.
This is a process. This is just the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps us to step back from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We see it as it's a program. It's brainwashing. And that's the cleaning it up, right? You see it. It catches you. And then you go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And the clarity is there. And you've just brought one more thing into the unconditional.
When I was looking at wisdom, I was, what dropped in for me is it helps me breathe. And there's like a perfection that's already there once I can exhale.
Yes. That place of, of clarity, of wisdom, of well-being, which is happiness and gratitude and all of those. It's always here. It's here. Mm-hmm. And we go away to, you know, dance with the nonsense, and then we come back. And it is such a surprise that well-being was always here, even though we were off doing this other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
We don't have to find it, right? We don't have to look for it or pursue it. We just have to stop, take a long, deep breath, look around. Thank you helps. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm in well-being.
Yeah. Yes.
Love it. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barbara. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. And our assignment for today is, how are you wise? It's very wise to recognize wisdom. Record and listen.
Uh-huh. Well, that we kind of sneaked up on that one today, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
We did indeed.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
It's great to be home.
It is indeed. Take care, Sherry, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.